Now, my belief is that if I can spend enough time with someone and ask them enough questions, I will absolutely find an opportunity that my company can fill for them. I think if you ask enough questions, you'll find out why the person you're meeting with needs to have you do whatever it is you're selling for them rather than someone else. And I think it simply is a matter of having enough rapport and spending enough time asking the kinds of questions that you do ask. I think the questions that you ask probably will want to be aligned with, they'll probably want to be in the order with or aligned with the kind of business that you're in. But I think the kind of business of the person you're interviewing too needs to be taken into account. You'll need to pay attention to what sort of language or what sort of verbiage is in use in the business that you're calling on. For example, when you call on a car dealer, you probably will want to talk about things which interest car dealers. One of the things that interests car dealers is the new car to used car ratio. That is, how many new cars are you selling versus how many used cars are you selling? If you're selling too many new cars and not enough used cars, then you have a used car surplus. If you're selling too many used cars and not enough new cars, then you have a used car deficit, or you'll need to go out and purchase some used cars from somewhere else. Now, these are all things that are really important to know when you're going to talk to a business, because those are really two absolutely fine examples of a need for sales training. In addition, there's also another type of need that can exist in a car dealership, and that is if you ask them, what's your service absorption? And service absorption is something that is very, very easy to find out because all car dealers know it. And if it's below 100%, then what that means is that there's a great opportunity for going in and training the people in the service department to do cross-selling. So there's a lot of opportunity in car dealerships, but I think you need to know, if you're going to talk to a car dealer, what's the nature of the language that they're using? What's the nature of the language they're using inside of their business? So I think you want to talk the language of the business, and ask questions in the language of their main interest. I think you want to talk the language of the business you're talking to. And I think you want to ask certain questions. I think you could ask, what do you do and what are you interested in? I think you could ask, for what purpose? Or for what purpose do you want this? I think you'll need to discover your client's internal representation of success. And I think your client's primary rep system and desired state would be good. It might be useful to discover the client's motivation, decision, and reassurance strategies and elicit their values. I can't overemphasize enough the idea of talking the person's language and talking the language of the business of the people you're interviewing. A lot of people who walk in to talk about selling trainings to people, for example, will walk in and they'll say, I know what you need. And the business owner sits there and says to himself or herself, well, you don't know anything about my company, so how could you possibly know what I need? It's really important to ask questions as you begin to talk to the person. In restauranting, for example, you could ask questions like, how much suggestive selling do you do? Are you turning your tables adequately in a regular restaurant? In a fast food restaurant, of course, that's not so much an issue. In a fast food restaurant, you might ask questions like, what's your cost of paper? Is your cost of paper any greater than 30%? If you talk to a general retailer, general retailers will have certain questions. For example, you could walk into a computer store and ask, what's your closing ratio? I mean, how many people walk in here every day? And what percentage of those walk out buying computers? Do your salespeople do any suggestive selling? Do they do any add-on selling once they've found a client or someone that's going to buy a computer today? Do they ask any questions that add on any sales? Those are all questions which I think you can adequately and absolutely increase a business's results by asking questions, especially in a training sense. If you're going to ask the person sufficient questions, simply asking them, well, you'll need a printer with that computer. You'll need some paper with that. Don't you think you ought to have some way of backing up the hard drive? Don't you think you ought to have some way of backing it up? Do you have some way of connecting to the internet? All of those are questions that the person who's purchasing the computer will want to know. And if the salesperson's at all on the ball, he can also, or she can also, ask those questions and make additional dollar sales while they're doing that. And that's an opportunity for training. Now, My experience of working with salespeople over the years is that about 80% of the salespeople spend about 80% of their time on the wrong 80% of the buyers who won't buy, or people who will buy from someone else. I had one of our clients call them the cheapskates. And they went and they would essentially shop for price and they'd look to purchase from someone else who had a lower price. Well, the fact is that if you use the five-step sales process, as Styles Precision Components did, they were actually the top of the line in terms of the price, but they ended up closing 100% of the people they saw because essentially they were the best. And of course, in that field, and they do prototyping, in that field, you wanted only the best prototype because that was what was going to allow you to make sure that the product that you put out was perfect in terms of the way it put together. So you're going to ask some questions. And I think that's important. And the next thing you're going to do is find a need.